much for calling. So the Archdiocese is out with their final plan for Seek the City plan, and they are merging parishes, one of which is yours, Holy Rosary, and you're in East Baltimore. It's being merged with Sacred Heart of Jesus. Give me your reaction.
Well, it's as of today, the announcement is a surprise. It seems to have been delivered and rendered weeks ahead of what we were told. All the Catholics affected in the Archdiocese were told the decision would come out sometime in the month of June. Today is May 22nd. So I'm curious as to why the final decision was delivered right away as of today.
And you attended one of the meetings last month. And have things changed since last month from what you were told?
It doesn't appear to have. I was at the gathering. They invited all Catholics affected by this proposal to the Cathedral of Mary Our Queen on April 30th. I attended. We were there. I am a member of Holy Rosary Roman Catholic Church in Upper Fells Point.
Sure.
We had a large group of our parishioners to make our case. We are a self-sufficient, self-supporting, responsibly governed parish, and we were there to express that we want to retain the autonomy of our parish.
There is going to be a worship site at Holy Rosary with masses in English, Polish, and a Spanish ministry, according to this. How long have you been a member of Holy Rosary, and what does this mean? I mean, what have you lost?
Well, I've been a member of Holy Rosary. I was christened there, and then I was living in Northeast Baltimore. I was educated over at Shrine of Little Flower in Bel Air, Edison, and returned to Holy Rosary approximately 1982. Was an altar boy with my brother, and so that's approximately 42 years of consecutive attendance and participation at Holy Rosary for my Catholic worship.
So you've grown up there.
Yes, I have. Married there. My children were christened there. So a lot. I've done quite a bit there. Had some wonderful experiences. We've had some wonderful priests over the years I wanted to mention. This is really strange. Our parish has, like I said, been self-sufficient, and we take care of our parish. We have the distinct Polish culture where the Polish Mass is afforded to local Polish congregants.
Sure.
People who've arrived in Poland only recently have had as a spiritual home. We're worried that the church will stand as a symbol only for a little while. We don't know if we don't have our name Holy Rosary as self-standing there, and we're completely absorbed in the Shrine of the Sacred Heart. We don't know how long this additional worship site will be allowed to stay that way before someone else makes a decision that it's not economically feasible to maintain an old beautiful church in the middle of the city grid like that as just
sure.
an auxiliary worship site. That's our concern. We're very self-sufficient. Again, I can't say that enough. We deserve to have our parish autonomy.
And so you're definitely, the parish is definitely going to try to fight this. Anthony, thank you. Yeah, go ahead. You were going to say.
Yeah, I think we will have something to say about it because not all of the discussion has completely collected all of the vital information. And again, it's an ethnic parish that it means so much to our people that we'll have to look at this at many other angles and get this resolved somehow, because it means too much to all of us. It's our ancestral home. And we feel like the plan to consolidate the parishes, as necessary as it may have been for others, was not necessary to take Holy Rosary and just collect our parish into a conglomerate right. at this time, the way it's being done.
All right. Anthony, I thank you for your time, my friend. I've got to get ready to get on the air, but I do appreciate you calling us, and good luck. Keep me posted on where things
okay.
stand, okay?
Thank you, Robert.
Take care. Be a good
okay.
day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Boom.